I will explain why I was disappointed with the judgment. A public comment which I did not hear from the leader's opening. I will explain why I was disappointed with the judgment and therefore do not agree with it. To this end, I will make some general points first and address all the resolutions of the motion in the course of my speech. I use the word resolutions, leader used the word limbs. The defence's position, amongst other things, was straightforward. Raisa Khan was not told to take a lie to the grave on the 8th of August 2021. The courts have ruled that her SMS message of the 8th of August of having been told to take a lie to the grave was the anchoring piece of documentary evidence and, along with other circumstantial evidence, led to the trial judge's conclusion that such a statement was made by myself. My conscience remains clear, as it will forever, that this was not said by me to Khan at any point in time. As for the other circumstantial evidence used to sustain my conviction, the legal opinion of the defence at trial was that enough evidence was canvassed to court to render a conviction on both charges unsafe in law, with reasonable doubt duly established. This explains why the defence's considered view was that there was no necessity for me to call Ms. Sylvia Lim and Mr. Faisal Manap up as witnesses. This is all I will say on this point in concert with Speaker's early ruling, as I do not intend to use my speech to review matters the Court has deliberated and ruled upon. To that end, the law has run its course, and I accept and respect that. On resolution one of the motion, as an opposition MP, my colleagues and I play a role in upholding our organs of state. This disposition explains why I have no difficulty agreeing with resolution one of the motion. On resolution two, it is worthwhile to recall that the COP's findings went much further than the charges that were preferred against me. It is a fact that the subject of guiding Khan to continue to lie, which is found in the Leader of the House's motion, was not framed as a charge that was preferred against me. Parliament would recall that it had referred my matter to the police and the PP, the public prosecutor, to review all evidence afresh. It follows that the public prosecutor would have no trouble framing a charge to this effect if indeed there was sufficient evidence that I had guided Khan to lie. My position is Khan was not told to lie, let alone guided to lie. I reject resolution 2.